wording the next siman entitled Dini Kedushas Pesach Neses, the various laws of the sanctity of the shul, and it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. What exactly, what type of a room, what type of a building constitutes something which falls under this category of Kedushas Pesach Neses? Does it have to actually be a shul? So he says, within this rule is also Bati Midrashos, not only Beis Achneses, but also Beis Medrash, Mokom, Kavua, Hutzibor, Hutzarch, Limator, Kadusha, Beaf She'en Mispalim Shom, the Ancient Aron Kodesh, Vabima. So it doesn't matter if there's no Aron there, there's no Bima, it doesn't make a difference. Even if people don't daven, the same laws of Kedusha and sanctity, which we're about to study briefly, apply also to this particular room in which is designated for learning. And interestingly enough, the Piskei Tshuvos includes Lo'od El Af Talmud Torah Shalomdim Sham Tinoka Shal Beis Rabban Yesh Bechedri Halim Ad Kedusha B'Tzarech Lishanhig Sham B'Kabod V'Shimush Genai. He says that doesn't only refer to a Beis Medrash as we think of in a for yeshiva, but also classrooms, which there is learning that is going on, Torah which is being discussed. Also, there needs to be treated with a certain level of kavod, respect, and should not be involved in shimushi genai, things which are disgraceful. So just for a couple of moments, we'll start the first sif. It says, Bati Knesios Bati Medrashos Einu Hagin Behen Kalos Rosh. A person is not allowed to act lightheaded or disrespectful in such a place. Kagon, such examples include Schok, just joking around, Besicha Batela, or talking frivolously. The Ein Ochen Beshosim Behen. A person is not to eat, drink there. Gemara talks about this. You're not allowed to use the shul or Beis Medrash as a safe haven. It's starting to pour, so you run in, so you're not going to get wet. Also, if it's very hot, nice air conditioning, you want to go in there to cool off. Those things are not permissible. This is something which needs a lot of explanation. We'll just read this, translate the sentence. Talmid Chachamim are allowed to eat and drink under certain circumstances in such a place. But that's something which we'll discuss. It's going to be discussed.
How do we drink up?
Paid a whole, I have a whole page. One, we'll get to it.
How do we drink up by yourself?
Because we have all Talmid Chachamim.
It's going to. It's something which we'll discuss. We'll discuss that in 2 days from now, on Wednesday. But it's a very, very valid question in which there are. So there must be reasons why it's 100% allowed, which again on Wednesday we'll talk about, but won't be able to get into it today. I just want to touch upon the first sentence, maybe.
You don't eat upstairs.
What?
In our shul here, we don't eat and drink.
Baruch Hashem.
What?
On Yom Kippur, you're talking about what?
No, anything.
In general.
No,
okay. So we'll discuss it in a couple of days. Whether or not it is permissible, when it's permissible, why it is permissible. But let's talk about it in 2 days. Let me just finish this one last, this idea before. This idea of schok, sicha b'teila. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, kihem nigroyim mikdash ma'at. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is no longer, but our shul is considered to be like a miniature Beit HaMikdash. As it says in Pasuk, Vayehi Lohem LeMikdash Ma'at. Also, with regard to the Mikdash, it says, quote, Ves Mikdashi Tira'u. There's a certain element of fear and trepidation one should show in such a place. Shehei Morahu Shel HaShochin Ba'alav. That the person who is dwelling there should have a certain level of fear and respect. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Sicha Batela, what does it mean that one should not be involved in what's called Sicha Batela? I know that is. If you Sicha Schulin Shehilu Tzarek Parnasa, the Bechutz Shari Besach Nesis Aser. He's saying, certainly, it's referring to things which are typically allowed to be said out on the street. That's still sometimes things which are allowed to be said out in the street, should be left there and should not be said in the shul. And then he continues and says, according to the words of the Zohar, Zohar Kadosh, in Parshas Vayakel, he says, with regard to the avon hazeh, the sin of a person who is not meticulous in this halacha, and this is just what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'koshkein sheish lezar v'beisach neses v'beisach medrash me'avon diburim asurim. Certainly you have to be careful about things which you're never allowed to say, such as lashon hara, rechilos, tail-bearing, machlokes, sukatatos, causing fighting, arguments. Kimilvad shehim avonos chamurim od. Not only are those things onto themselves a big problem, od yigdal avon yoser b'mikdash b'makom kadosh. It's even worse to speak lashon hara and the like in a makom kadosh. Ki hu mezalzel b'kavod hashchina, because you're disgracing Hashem. Ve'en odome alchote beinu levein atzma lechote b'palatrin shel melech lifnei hamelech. That there's no comparison if you're going to break the laws. If you're going to break the laws, which you shouldn't, you should be a law-abiding citizen. If you're going to break the laws, do it far away from the king. Don't do it in his palace. Don't do it in front of his face. And therefore, a person who is going to speak lashon hara and be engaged in machlokes, better, if you're going to do it outside of the shul, but certainly not in. But od tigdal harab azeshu machshil gamas harabim ba'avonos hachamuros hanal. Not only that, but if you start being engaged in such conversations, you may cause other people to stumble in such conversations, which you yourself have enough problems. You wouldn't want to get other people dragged into this problem. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as we talked about in the last parak in Chelek, says the issue of a person, if you're malam pnei chaver barabim, if you embarrass and humiliate a person, Gemara says, afil hamavaze chaver b'fnei talmud chacham, if you embarrass and humiliate your friend in front of a talmud chacham, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you are allowed to be called an apikores, not a name you want to be called, the enu chelik olam haba, and you also, unfortunately, you don't have olam haba. B'chol shekein, and certainly, mavaza chaver b'nei sefer Torah, you cover the shechina. That it would be even worse if you're mavaza someone when the sefer Torah is out, that a person must be very careful with that as well. Al kein, and therefore, he concludes and says, hayareva chared l'dvar Hashem, those who have the yiras Hashem and have fear, yasim tamid eina v'libo lazeh, they should constantly place within their eyes, in their heart, in their minds, shlola davar shum devarim batalim, that you should never say any words which are devarim batalim, v'beis medrash v'beis achneses, v'makom hazeh yehem v'yuchad etzel rak l'torah tfila, that the shul should be designated only for a place of davening as well as a place for learning.